Here, Sid, where are you? I knew he was in here somewhere. Oh, this is a healthy looking field, isn't it? Everybody sitting here. Sid, there you... Oh, Sid, you've done it again. He doesn't listen very well, does our Sid? Look, Sid, you're not supposed to be lazing about. Look, you're supposed to be scaring the crow. And you're pretty rubbish at it, aren't you? Sat there with your arms folded and, just enjoying the sunshine. Look, I know it's hard work. I know you've got to hang around there for a long time, but perseverance, it's tough being a scarecrow. But you've got to listen to what Farmer Giles tells us, otherwise there's going to be trouble. Are you good at listening? Are you good at persevering? Are you good at doing what is right? Well, I'll tell you today's story. Jesus tells us about a farmer and seed, and he's going to talk about how important it is to listen and then also to put into practice what we've been hearing, even when it's tough, even when no one else is doing it. Let me tell you that story, but first, can you think, if you're at school and you get told something, maybe by a teacher, what are you like? Are you the kind of pupil at school that goes, when's lunchtime? Sarah's been talking about lunch, I'm quite hungry now. Is that you? Or are you the kind of person who's listening, you're hearing, you're learning, and then you're thinking, oh, I want to go on the Xbox a bit later on, that's quite good. Or maybe you're thinking, oh, that sounds like hard work, doing what Jesus tells us to do. I'm not sure I want to do that, especially if no one else is doing it, my friends are not doing it. But what about you if you're a little grown up, a little older? Sometimes, well, maybe think about being in church. Are you sat there thinking, what am I having for lunch? What am I going to be doing later? Are you thinking, I'm here, I'm at church, but actually as soon as I leave from here, I'm going to forget and get busy with other things. The world, there's so much problems. We need to work out other things. Well, today's story is about us. And the question is, how good are you at listening? Let me tell you the story once again. You see, it's about being mud. Do you like mud? Mud's fun. Children, what I want you to do is every time we say the word mud, can you stand up and trudge around like you're in mud? Can you do that for me? After three, let's say the word mud. I'll say mud. You stand up and you start trudging around. Ready? One, two, three. Mud. Let's go. Up. There you go. Brilliant. Sit down. And then last of all, I want you to grow like a flower. Can you grow like a flower? Like this? So the seeds of faith can grow in me. Like, go like this. Whoop. Can you do that? So the seeds of faith can grow in me. You go like this. Whoop. So if I say mud, you go like this. Well, you can't make too much noise, but just go. Brilliant. Now, the story is like this, and it's about me and you. Now, Jesus told a story of a farmer sowing seed. Some fell on the stony ground and some fell on the weeds. Some fell on the pathway, but don't let that be you, because only the seed that fell on mud grew and grew and grew. I wanna be mud. I wanna be mud. Thick and brown and squidgy and growing in God's love. I wanna be mud. I wanna be mud. So the seeds of faith can grow in me. Now people heard what Jesus said but didn't have a clue. He was talking about them and me and you. Do you do what Jesus says even when there's trouble near? When there's football on the telly or if no one else can hear? I wanna be mud. I wanna be mud. Thick and brown and squidgy and growing in God's love. I wanna be mud. I wanna be mud. So the seeds of faith can grow in me. Now that's a lovely story. And being a scarecrow, I know all about the farmer and how he sowed seed. But the question is quite simple. If you and me were farmers, of course we wouldn't sow seeds in places where it doesn't grow. It would be silly for us to sow seeds on rock, wouldn't it? It would be silly for us to sow seeds on the weeds, wouldn't it? It would be silly for us to sow seeds on the pathway, wouldn't it? Please nod, because that's the only way you can respond. So of course we want to sow the seed in the good soil. But how do we be good soil? What is good soil about? Well, we've given you a clue already. It's about listening. Are you good at listening? Put your thumbs up if you're good at listening. Okay, raise them higher if you're really good at listening. Okay. And those of you who are rubbish, you can put your thumbs down here because you're not very good at listening. Okay, right. Sid and I, we went to dinner the other day. Yeah, we went to dinner the other day, but he didn't eat much. Do you know why? He was stuffed already. Okay, if you're not laughing, it's because you're not listening. We're working on it. I'll keep going until you are listening. All right. Anyway, we were scarecrows and we went for a walk one day. We met this young boy and he was dressed up as a corn of the cob. He was amazing. Yeah. Well, look, my jokes are a bit too corny for you. I'll have to work on them. But back to the story. No one in their right mind would sow seeds on those three. So what is it about the good soil? Well, let's have a little look at what we should see. If you've got a Bible, it explains a little later on what those other soils are like. And it's almost important that you and I put on what is, well, like godly glasses. Because people were hearing, but they weren't really hearing. People were seeing, but they weren't really seeing who Jesus was. And that's what we get told a bit later on. It's like we need spiritual specs, godly glasses. We need heavenly hearing aid to hear what Jesus has to say. Well, let's have a little look at our story. What were the soils? Well, the first soil that we saw was quite simply in Patrick the Path. It is the path. And of course, you wouldn't put soil seed on a pathway, but Patrick Path, we're told in verse 19, is when anyone hears the message but doesn't understand it. They don't understand it. And the evil one comes and snatches it away, what was sown in their heart in the first place. Patrick didn't understand. He was sat there counting the bricks. He was looking up at the lights. He wasn't listening on a Sunday morning. He wasn't listening to what Jesus had to say. There was a big crowd and he was looking at everybody else. Why don't you turn around and look at everybody else? Look at everybody else. Can you see who's good soil here? Can you see who's a bit like Patrick Path? Who's on their phones? Who's doing something else when they should be or could be listening? Well, those who are listening but not really listening. That's what Patrick Path was like. And you know what? I think we're all a little bit like Patrick Path because sometimes we don't help ourselves to listen. How many of you come to church and, oh, it was such a late night last night that I just think that lunch again, lunch, someone mentioned lunch, didn't they? But the truth is this, is that we could be a bit like Patrick Path, actually hearing but not really hearing. Hearing but not really understanding. You and I can help ourselves by actively listening and paying attention, by reading our Bibles as it's spoken about, and then thinking, how do I not be a Patrick Path who would listen and doesn't do anything about what we do? Maybe even take notes and think later on a Sunday, how can I understand what this parable means to me today? Because this is a parable about parables. This is all about people who listen to Jesus. And what do they do? P- Patrick Path. Here you go. Well, who was the second person? Well, it was Rocky Rowena. Here's the rocks. Well, you wouldn't sow soil on a Rocky Rowena, would you? Verse 20 tells us who Rowena is all like. The seed falls on rocky ground. It refers to someone who hears the word with joy and receives it. They think it's amazing. I love Jesus' teachings. Those stories are so nice, and oh, I love them. That one with the big fish is great fun. You enjoy them. It's joyful. But it doesn't last. Look at verse 21. Since they have no root, they last only a short time. Because the trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. It's been tough over the last 6 months, hasn't it? For all sorts of reasons. But have you found it tough to follow Jesus during these last 6 months? Have you been reading your Bible and listening to Jesus? Have you been loving your neighbour and living out your Christian faith? Or have you found it all a bit too hard and you just have to concentrate on what you do? Well, in tough times, this is a chance for you to shine brightly. In tough times, this is a chance for you to, yes, receive it with joy, but you need to persist. Christianity is not the easy option. Rocky Rowena, when she faces the hard stuff, will fade away, will forget to tune in online, won't bother reading her Bible because life's just tough at the moment. She knows someone who's poorly, someone who's died, someone who, well, there are reasons, always reasons. Is that you or a friend? Well, what about third? Here we go. Weedy William. You wouldn't sow seed in Weedy William, would you? But what's Weedy William really like? Well, Weedy William, it tells us in verse 22, the seed that falls among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. Again, they receive the word with joy. These two have a quick response, and they love Jesus' teaching, and they love coming to church, but they don't last. This one starts worrying about money and wealth and the holiday that maybe they should be having but they're not having. They're worried about the job that they've lost. They're worried about other things. And there will always be things to worry about, but don't let that stop you from listening to Jesus. Don't let the world distract you. Well, it is deceitful, this world. You can get fulfillment elsewhere, you can't. Jesus is the place that you're going to find fulfillment. Last but not least, it's Muddy Mary. Well, or Good Soil Gertrude. What is the good soil like? Well, the good soil, we're told here, is someone who understands it, verse 23, and produces a crop, yielding 100, 60 or 30 times what was sown. They hear about Jesus' life and they live out Jesus' life. And they impact other people about Jesus' life. They share Jesus' life and Jesus' stories with others. They pray for others. They put into practice what they've heard. Well, is that you? I hope as you've heard of these soils and the different characters, Muddy Mary, you've heard of Rocky Rowena and Weedy William and Patrick Path, that you've seen that in you is probably a bit of all of them. And the temptation sometimes is for us either to be too tired and not listen, or the temptation for us to worry about the world, the temptation for us to be bothered what other people say and see the persecution and run in the opposite direction. But we need godly glasses. We need heavenly hearing aid. We need to hear what Jesus says and put it into practice. And the passage will go on talking about shining brightly and don't hiding your light under a bushel. Well, I do hope during this COVID time that you have shone brightly and that you have persisted. And if you haven't, and if you know other people who haven't, why don't you pray for them, pray for yourself, and Remember that the good soil is being a gift to understand and to live out by God's Holy Spirit how he wants us to live. So let's spend a moment thinking about how we can be mud one last time. Let's pray. Hands together, eyes closed. Heavenly Father, as we see these soils, we see other people around us, even those not here at church, and we know that they're struggling. We know that they're distracted. We know that some are just not listening, and we pray for them now. We pray for ourselves that that would not be us. Help us to help other people as well, to be good soil, hearing you and living out and shining brightly for you, bearing a crop that's amazing, that impacts loads of others. We need your help and your spirit to do this. In Jesus' name. Amen, 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 I agree, amen. Clap, clap. Well, come on, Sid, we've got a job to do. I'll hand you over to Sarah. Bye, everybody.